Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
I would say I definitely fear Sasquatch more than I do getting in prison. It still scares the shit out of me, man. I'm not gonna lie. I'm over there with fucking tongs like I'm the bomb squad. I got my oven mitts on and everything. And it's
dudes are like Instapots. Put it on a t-shirt.
We can be the instant pot heads.
I don't know why. I was just like, God
bless America.
You're in Omaha. Keep your meat safe.
It's a milk stout? Never even heard of that.
I've had MILF stout.
Hey. Oh.
Her bio says on her spicy page.
Okay.
Says my pronouns are throat goat.
I want to coat the throat goat.
New jingle.
That's a good jingle as well.
Disorder of some kind. You need to get yourself tested for like an STD herpes or something.
Oh.
I had a hepatitis test. I got 2 A's, a B, and a C.
Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beardlaw's the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, Food Daddy Supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
We did it. We're back. For whatever reason, I always been like leaving the first second or two, because for whatever reason on the camera, like it freezes. I don't know why. It's probably adjusting to my weird face, but guys, check out Deluxe Edition Network, because I don't want to forget to say this, but check them out, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. Podcast of the month. We promise to tell you all the time, and I just looked at the calendar. I thought it was going to be March 1st, but it's leap year. So happy leap year. That's pretty cool, I guess. Imagine being a leap year kid. But either way, films and fermentation, friends talking nerdy, go check them out. It's the last time that we're going to give them a February shout out in 2024. So joining me today, as always, for this lovely Thursday, penetrating your ear holes and potentially looking at us on whatever social media or even a clip, you've been whacking off, and Brandon J. McDermott. What's up, fellas?
Not too much. Always enjoy penetrating your ear waves.
Ooh.
Rumor is, too, he doesn't spit on it.
It's true. That's true. Maybe it's a rumor.
I don't what?
You don't spit on it?
I thought you said shit on it. I was like, what are you talking about?
I mean, if
like
you
I don't
push
shit
too
on it
deep.
Either.
If you, I mean, there's a reflex down there probably where if somebody were to try something back there, I'm more than like, I'm going to go and say 97% confident I'm shitting on something.
Ooh, interesting. Spitting,
so don't try
shitting.
It. I went last in prison.
Oh, are you scared of going to prison?
Petrified. Honestly, just because I know I'm so goddamn good looking, and I know that I just, unless there's some like guy in there that's like fucking 120 pounds, I might be able to outmuscle him and make him my bitch. But more than likely, I got a lot of cushion for the pushing. Like this butthole's gonna get destroyed.
Do you think like you actively have a fear of it, or you just obviously don't want to go? Like, is it something you think about a lot? Like, oh fuck, I don't really want to fuck up. I don't want to go to jail. I don't want to go to prison. I mean, county's probably different, you know what I mean, than actual prison, where you're in there for a while.
Right. I would say I don't I don't think about it that often. I would say I definitely fear Sasquatch more than I do getting raped in prison. Ooh, there was a bad R word. Probably should edit that one.
Wrapped in prison.
Wrapped.
Do you think it's as bad as like the TV shows and movies and stuff is? I've never, you know what I mean? There's a lot of people in my area. I think we talked about it a while back with our correction officers, because there's like a ton of county jails, state jails, prisons, whatever you might call them. I mix them up. Different maximum mediums, different whatever. And I mean, every once in a while, there's like an incident. But I think more, I mean, the ones around here are medium. So I think it's more like, you know, guys getting a ton of money that the taxpayers are paying for to like kind of hang out in like a dorms, like college atmosphere, like almost kind of just being like, guys, make sure you go to bed early. All right. And they have TVs and tablets and computers and good food. Like, do you think it's really that bad as they make it on TV? I'm sure there's some places, but.
So I've never been to prison, never been to jail. My record is really clean. The only thing on my record is I went 45 and a 35 one time about 12 years ago.
Oh, bad boy.
I know. So my dad was in prison, and I've got several family members who are either currently in or were in prison. And to your point, county jail and prison are night and day. You know, kind of like the similarities between like being good in high school and being good in pro at football. Like, I don't mean to compare the two, but like how scary it is compares to how talented the NFL is, if that makes sense. If we can kind of compare those two. There is an argument. Now, I don't really take a side on it that much of prison today versus prison 50 years ago is night and day. I mean, they get televisions if they can purchase them. They get the ability to do a lot of different things, radio and other things. And now, in some places, they can have the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely not like it was, you know, not like it was many decades ago and more. Yeah.
And I've heard people too, they're like, the food's awesome. I'm guaranteed meals. It's pretty good because you have other inmates that are like, they worked in kitchens that are cooking you food. And I'm not like out here advocating, hey, let's all go to prison. You know, like, I mean, if that's what you do in life, you've already messed up, but I got to make the best of it, I guess. But I was listening to something and they were talking about this, or one of the correction officers was telling a story or something. They're saying like, there is like some rankings. There's like some people that run the jails or the prisons, like that have been there a while, the top dogs, but they're always like getting kind of fucked with. They're always getting challenged. And apparently voodoo, if that's a real thing, people are like put in there, they'll get rashes, they get, you know, all of this health problems, like, because they're the ones, they're always trying to take them down so other people can climb. And I'm like, that's a fucking wild thing to think about.
That is wild. But I mean, I think you were advocating for all of us to get in trouble, and that's cool, because next week's episode is going to be filmed in cell block C. So I'm ready.
And what about all these people that are doing content, like content creators with a ton of following while they're in the prison, probably on their mandated tablet or phone, or they snuck it in or something. But like Brandon said, like the internet, they're on there making content.
Do you remember the Wild West of the old wonky clock app, where
yes,
I saw live fucking videos from inside prison,
mm-hmm,
on the like most potato of cell phone cameras?
Oh, yeah, like an old like Nokia like candy bar phone. Yes, like
they're going live. I don't know if it was pre-recorded or if it was, you know, we can talk about that a whole other time, but it used to be wild on the internet. So.
I love when TikTok first like took over from Musical.ly. Like that was a dangerous time. Like you said, it was the wild, wild west, and I'll bring it back. Save you'd TikTok.
You'd go through there and it'd be like this single mom in a very rough home in I'm guessing a southern state, just on there smoking a cigarette with a baby and just like, I need money for smokes. My baby doesn't have any food. And you're going, fuck, like this isn't an act. Like she really doesn't have anything. And I'm like, yeah, it was, and I think we have talked about this before, but it pretty much was an app that they started when they wanted to do TikTok for like homeless people to raise money to make it so that they could actually get some stuff. And boy, was it a wild time. Imagine if it came back like that for a month. Mix it up a little bit. We're like, we're going to go back to the original one. We're only going to show the homeless and people like that, and not like buy this. A lot of people are going to end up homeless spending all their money on TikTok shops. Some good shit.
I saw some live police chases on TikTok. Now, some of them I think were like pre-recorded and they were glitched in somehow, but Yeah, there was some wild shit we used to see on the lives.
Dude.
I love the people who always post like the fake lives of The Rock or it's like some like random celebrities. And, you know, I'd be like on there at 2:30 in the morning and it's daytime wherever Rock is, you know, in Miami. He's like, oh, donate this. Everyone's like, I love you, Rock. And I'm like, the fuck are you guys doing? Stop giving this fake account money.
Yeah. Wait till AI takes over in the next 2 or 3 years and you're able to like do even crazier shit than that. Like I've been seeing some of the projection stuff and we even had it in our group chat a little bit ago. They're saying already the millions of jobs that have lost from AI and throughout the world by like 2030 or whatever it is. Don't quote me all the people when you're watching this on the numbers, like there's going to be like hundreds and hundreds of millions of jobs that are just gone because companies are going to be embracing AI. And they said probably around that same time, there's going to be at least 78 to like 85% of companies that will like actually embrace AI at that point, just because it's so efficient, so smart. And it's a better step up your games, peep. Better step it up.
I mean, it's a different time. We could talk about the Industrial Revolution and how that changed things for people and how the engine changed things, whether you're talking about the steam engine, the locomotive, or you're talking about actual vehicles and cars. And how the automation on a factory line changed things. But I think more than all of that, this is faster. Clearly, we're seeing how AI has changed, how much it's going to change, and how much, as to Matt's point, in industries and companies and people, investors, are going to take advantage of it. And on the other side of that is, well, people are going to fall by the wayside. Good, bad, or otherwise, that's the way it's going to be. And you have to be on the outlook. I try not to get into politics with the whose job is it to look out for us? Is it the government's job? Is it our job? Is it, you know, what? But I think in the end, you have to realize what my mom and dad always told me. They told me a lot of bad things. But one thing they always said is nobody's going to look out for you except for you.
Yeah.
So to Matt's point, you got to be trying to think a little bit far ahead.
Yeah.
You know,
Not even like you said, the business stuff. I mean, a lot of us, we live in the content creation world and, you know, being able to come up with memes or images, like all of the wallpapers that I use, you put in some funny words and boom, there comes a thing. But now you're getting to the point. I was talking to somebody who has a very, very successful podcast and they've been leaning on AI hard for scripts, flows, notes. So it comes down to, I mean, they're writing it, you know, sometimes 2, 3, 4 times, but they're getting it. And it's, you know, coming in with put this kind of music here, say this, and it's coming up with scripts and lines and information. And he said, it's like, just, he's been using it a couple of weeks. He said, just even within the couple of weeks, like you'd put a topic in to start and like the information wasn't really accurate. Like you couldn't really do it, but he goes, holy shit. Just in a couple of weeks, like I can put in a topic and then fact check it. And it is like more facts than this. And I think it's more like a true crime style podcast. So you need all those details and stuff like that. And he goes, they're pulling stuff from stuff that you can't find easily on, you know, any other article done, Googling it or anything. It's wild.
I was able to copy in portions of my book into an AI that I pay for and to tell it to summarize it and to say, hey, I'm going to be doing a speech in the next couple of weeks. I want you to give me a main theme and 5 main points for this speech. I want this speech to say these 5 things, A, B, C, D, and E. Now, with that, I want you to give me how to summarize my story and to keep in the theme of what this speech should be about. Tie the two together and then make it about fundraising. Go.
Boom.
And it wrote it wasn't perfect, but it did about 87 to 90% of the job. And like, I'm just going through and I'm changing a little bit here and there. But when it was like, here's what the topic should be about, I'm like, man, so I can go in, you can go in and, you could write a whole book. You could literally say, Brandon was born in Omaha, Nebraska. He went to 11 schools in 13 years. He was in and out of the foster care system. Mom was a drug addict. Dad was an abuser. Dad killed his girlfriend in front of him when he was 13. We'll spend time in prison. Brandon made it. Now take all of that information and write a speech about how overcoming obstacles is, you know, how can I write a speech about overcoming obstacles to a group of teenagers who are 15 to 18? Go.
And
write a speech.
In so, seconds.
It's unbelievable.
It's scary.
No, it's awesome. I'm gonna mark this down. February 2024. How we're like, look, it could write this in seconds. And in 5 years from now, we're going to be like, that's what we thought AI was. You know what I mean? Like, it is, it's good. And like, a lot of people are like, oh, this is scary. It's like,
it
I
is.
I don't find it overly scary because is it going to affect me personally? Probably. But I think like I'm in a very small town area and this and that, like what's going to happen is going to happen. Like I can't control any of that stuff. So like, I'm not like scared or feared of it, but could you imagine being a high school kid or whatever that has to write all these papers and shit and have an AI and people, I think people are instantly are like, oh, well, they're not going to learn anything. That's cheating. It's like, let's be honest. When you were writing essays and all that stuff in school, all they were teaching you is like how to do it. Here's their intro. Here's this, this, this. They're going to lay it out. AI is going to teach you. This is what you're going to, you know what I mean? And I feel like you're going to get a good feel for it. Putting the information is you're copying it from a book, rewriting. Well, you're doing all the same shit anyways.
How much has YouTube changed the game before AI? I went to college at 27. So I went to college in the last 10 years. I mean, like 7 years. We went from you have to read a 300-page book to understand this to I can go to YouTube and type in Reconstruction 1865 to 1877 and watch five videos in the time it would take me to read five chapters and understand it more. So we've come from that to that in our lives. And now it's the next step to AI, which is going to be able to teach us in a much quicker way exactly what, you know. So is it good? Is it bad? Yes and yes.
Yeah, but you know? I mean, the kids are, they have these right here. You know what I mean? They don't have to like think, they don't have to remember. And you have the entire world and almost every piece of information you have in your hand. Like the kids the other day, we were sitting there and we got into this thing. I was telling you, Ben, I said, you know, I'm done letting the kids pick where we go out to eat. Like I try to be nice, you know, me and the wife were like, where do you guys want to eat? And it's always like fast food here, here, here. Then you go there, not to get into this conversation, but it's pretty expensive. So the other day I was like, the hell with it. We're picking. So we picked a restaurant that people that we know pretty well just bought this restaurant that has been in a college town. Best part of this place is known for, they have killer chicken wings, but they have big beers, right? And you can have like a chug mug or a mug club, obviously college town, but you can go there and you get three of them. And like I said, they're pretty big and they have a ton of draft. And like, that's kind of what they're known for. Great wings, big beers, right? So they take this over. We go there. We're supporting local. We're supporting them. Great food. Absolutely love this place. And it was almost the same exact price as it would have been to go to a fast food restaurant. And all the kids were like, wow, yeah, this is so much better. So the next night we went and had more basketball. We didn't even bring it up. We're like, I just drove to the place, got in there, and they were like, whoa. But the whole argument was, well, how are we supposed to know? We don't know restaurants like you. We only know food chains. And I said, what is in your hand right now? My phone. I was like, just open it and say, hey, Siri or Google or whatever. Places to eat near me. And then you have all of them. Did I set off your phones?
Anyways? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry to all the iPhone users that you're using iPhone. But but then I'm like, then you have every restaurant with reviews, pictures at the, just like that.
You know what? AI,
just look it up.
You took me, speaking of food and AI, here's how AI has changed for me. If you have ChatGPT and you pay for the big version, just go to it. And you know how we used to go to, there used to be like food calculators where you could say, here are my ingredients. What should I make?
Yep.
You can do that with it. Or no, you can go in and you can say, I'm trying to redo things and I want a crock pot meals. I want to do crock pot meals. I want to make three meals a week. I want each meal to last for 2 days at least. I've got pork roast. I've got 3 pounds of hamburger and I've got 18 turkey breasts, whatever.
Yep. Yeah.
And you can tell it to make you recipes and you can say, I want them to be Jamaican recipes. I want them to be North African recipes. I want them to be fill in the blank recipes, and it will do it.
No shit.
Yep.
We've been Instapot cooking a lot lately. Oh, I don't know if you guys are Instapotters.
Yes.
I know Euban's in because it says pot, but holy shit. I'm new to the Instapot game, all right? The wife and their family have always been in it, but the wife's mom was thrifting. We're big thrifters, love it, right? And found a pretty much brand new, like $70, $80 Instapot for $2 and hooked
Damn.
Us up. So we have just been throwing whatever in that thing. And it is awesome that you can have a pretty much a like lots of soups and shit still cold where we are. It was 3 out, not Celsius. So we've been doing soup. Oh, fuck. Big fan of the Instapot. You an Instapot or Brandon?
I haven't done the Instapot. I've heard great things about it. It's the one thing I haven't done. I've done the air fryer, of course, got the smoker, but not the Instapot. That's the one thing I really want to do that. And I mean, like, you don't need a pressure cooker anymore when you got an Instapot, right?
That's right.
Yep. Safer too, as long as you.
It still scares the shit out of me, man. I'm not going to lie. I'm over there with fucking tongs. Like, I'm the bomb squad. I got my oven mitts on and everything. And it's, and I'm like, sitting there trying to open it because I've seen it one time where, you know, the valve or whatever just shot up through the ceiling. And I'm like, that's going to be me. It's going to get me right in the jaw or something. I was like,
ricochet off the wall right into the balls.
Oh.
Hope that your home camera's on.
Right. It's like if it takes me out, at least let them make it go viral. Like, let's you know, let's have the kids have some money from it, you know. But we make so now if we ever have like mashed potatoes, it's Instapot. It's always made the Instapot now. It's so quick, it's easy, it tastes good. We make like a baked potato recipe or whatever. Delicious.
Dude, it is unreal how good and quick it is.
Dude, even like meat. So like we do like a little ribeye or I'm trying to think of the other choice of meat that we usually do. But we have like a Japanese style curry that we make. And it's so fucking good. Like, you can sear it on there. And then I see it in action. Again, I'm a quivering puss when it comes to actually using it. So I see what it's capable of doing. And I've seen the results. Chef's kiss. Love the Instapot.
Hold on, Brandon's Googling quivering pussy real quick to get a visual on. I found that each of the recipes that you kind of look up, it'll say, and this is why I think it's funny too, you can do the natural release of the pressure and just give it like an extra 10, 15 minutes and it naturally releases, I guess. I go that route a lot.
I didn't even know that was an option.
I love the natural release. I feel like we're all dudes. We naturally release some things every once in a while, like our Instapot. We're the dudes are like Instapots. Put it on a t-shirt.
We can be the instant pot heads.
Yes. That's got to be a thing already. But if it's not.
It has to be. Damn it.
We're the in legal states, you guys can all be instant pot heads with us.
Right. Yeah. We can be on Insta.
Insta. Ooh, an Instagram Insta. We're on to some big things.
Graham, here. Like we too. Oh my God. There's so many fucking potential with the words there. God.
You know what I saw the other day, or this morning actually, that I meant to send over to Brandon because it was food related, but somebody does food art on Instagram. They got like 100,000 or 200,000, like a pretty good Instagram following. But the one that popped they'll take like the head of like a person, like Kevin Bacon was the one that got me. So it was like his head cut out on a plate and then took an egg, cut out the egg for like the V shape of the shirt, and then took strips of bacon and cut out like the entire arms, the legs and everything. And it was Kevin Bacon on this plate. And they just have all of these different, I'm going to try to look it up. I don't know if I'll be able to remember just to show you some things. Cause what do they say? A picture is worth 1,000 words or some shit like that. But it was fucking awesome. I mean, huge the creativity. I mean, you know, I always like when I come across an account, and especially it's been happening lately, like it's not just all about beards and beer, a lot of pizza lately. I've been on a pizza kick, but Instagram's kind of figured out like that I love creative things, like different musicians, different pieces, like arts. And I don't know if you guys are kind of on the same thing, or is it just kind of like the same feed, or if it throws something every once in a while at you like, hey, this is fucking cool, check it out.
At least with my Instagram, it's terrible. It's just a lot of just TNA, just little tits and ass, and just
oh yeah, that does sound terrible.
It's like and a lot of people either getting severely hurt and alive, or a lot of the people in the Down syndrome community. Just. No, overwhelming. I would say probably 40% of that. Sorry,
Jesus
Brandon.
Christ.
Got him.
I was being honest.
Is anybody else?
Oh, we lost you.
You went mute. You muted.
Which and is probably also good. A rooster.
So the space bar mutes it on my end. So
is
that really?
This is an educational show.
Yes. So now if you hold the space bar, you can talk.
Oh,
like a push to talk.
Yes.
I don't like that part. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, that is a little. Isn't there a thing on Instagram where you can see what you liked?
Probably. My question, anybody else drinking, or am I the only one this morning?
I mean, I can't have you drink alone, so I will. I will crack one. I found it. Found the account. Sorry.
Chicken noodle soup here in a second. If you guys see me, just take off real quick. I just gotta go. Fuckers! I'll be right back.
You gotta what?
Go ahead. I want to go throw something. I got a window right here. I just need to go throw something at him so he goes away from the fucking window.
Okay. All right. Well, you're doing that. I'm going to show Kevin Bacon. I don't know if you want to see that first, because it's pretty good. All right. It's Ruby Perman. If you guys want to check out the account, Ruby Perman. Here we go.
Quickly. Oh, never mind.
Oh.
I was going to say, so the way that they display their hand originally, so I've been told too that some of these people who do these things like this is also hand pornography.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. So quickly, so you hand enthusiast, if you would like to join, if you would like to zoom in,
We have questions, not only the hand people, but the feet people. We'd like to bring a couple of people live in there. And you can slide into Euban's DMs, shoot me an email, matt@beardlaws.com, and I'll send you a link, and we'll ask you all of the questions about your hand and foot fetishes. Yes.
Is it the knuckles that get you?
So they take the egg and then strategically place all of this bacon.
Okay. Right? So I was thinking they made the face out of the food as well. But that bacon, I like mine a little crispier. Looks, give it.
Yeah, they look like a microwavable, but you got Happy Chocolate Day. Here is this. I mean, some of these get real. Obviously, you can see all the details, but pretty cool concept, right?
That is very cool.
Your chicken was like, I know what the fuck he's doing. I'm going to shut up.
I heard him. He's further away now. So yeah, he heard my threat. I had to say it loudly. He picked up the hint. He heard chicken noodle soup and skedaddled.
Oh, I'm going to be in the Instapot.
He's coming back, that motherfucker.
Grabbing a seasonal beer because I can't let Brandon drink alone. If you guys aren't going to be able to probably get this because I can't get it and I'm much closer to New York, but it's a Genesee Citrus Pils. It's fantastic.
There was...
Oh, man, is it good.
I was at a party yesterday, and there was a French toast stout that was brought to the party. And I had a sip of it, and I'm not a beer fan in general, but it was all right until the very end where I had that coffee taste. And you guys know me, I don't like the taste of coffee. But it was... I forgot who made it, so if I can look it up here...
Yeah, French. Oh, that sounds fantastic. I'm a stout guy, though. Like, I like that craft beers. And
I forgot what the hell it was called.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That tasted fantastic. So, cheers to you guys. Brandon is sipping on something from, well, I don't know if it's actually from Hawaii or plays on the Hawaii. Right?
I'm looking. It, Kona Brewing Company. Let's see.
Kona Brewing. It's got to be out that way somewhere.
You would think.
Has to be.
It is out of Hawaii. Yeah.
You got that locally?
Yeah, dude. Called Kona Big Wave Liquid Aloha.
Looks like it could double as a water. You know what I mean?
I know,
like,
right?
Doesn't it?
Premium beer. It's pretty delicious.
Hmm.
You know?
They have that at the at Walmart around here as well. I've never tried it, but the packaging looks cool.
The Kona one?
Yes. Yep. The French toast out, I've seen that there's like a 30 different options of them, and I can't even remember. I thought it was white and red. So if you see a white and red French toast out, not bad, except for the coffee taste at the end.
Did you gag?
Always.
Oh, man. Interesting. What else is going on? Anything good? I didn't spend, like, every once in a while, like, I hear something funny or I see something in the news, and I'm like, it'd be a pretty fun thing to kind of bring up. But there wasn't really anything this week that was just, like, funny. We got to talk about it.
It wasn't nothing, I guess, national that was kind of crazy, but there was a story out of, I think, Washington, D.C. at a Walgreens where... they were robbed several times, and it was the same day of the month and the same, I think, or the same day of the week. at the very same time. And they found out that the manager and assistant manager were like father, son, or uncle, nephew, or something like that. And they were in on it with the robber. So there was some collusion going on. Also, another story, a woman stole $1,800 worth of chewing gum. And it wasn't the only time she has done this. They found other stashes of chewing gum that were sold in the underworld. And my question is what is the fucking chewing gum dark portion of society underground, like black market like?
I mean, the shit doesn't go bad, right?
Hey, you got that big red? Got that big red? The fuck?
What a weird thing to want to steal.
I forget what it was. There was some guy recently in New York that was sentenced for... I forget, like he took, like I think they said it was almost like $1 million worth of fucking steak. Ooh. And he apparently didn't fess up to it because it was, I forget the legalities of it, but he got sentenced to 30 years or more, I believe, for meat. Wow. So,
anytime you steal anything over that kind of money.
I'm trying, but I thought they said it was over a certain period of time. I can't remember. I just saw a TikTok on it. I was like, damn, that's a lot of people are like signing petitions trying to say that it was a steep punishment. I guess he was a public servant worker. And they said that they were setting a precedent that you cannot steal from that. I forget. God dang it. Once I figure it out, I'll post it.
What's crazy is I tried Googling it real quick, and it brought me to New York Times, April 18th, 1981. The city, two held in a scheme to sell stolen meat. Two men have been arrested and accused of having bribed a truck driver in Nebraska to turn over a load of beef valued at $500,000, then drive it to Brooklyn, where they sold the meat for one-third of its value, according to the FBI. Sebastino Noto, 24 years old, Omaha, Nebraska. Santo LaFaro, 43, of Brooklyn, were arrested.
If you are going to commit a felony, first of all, don't commit a felony.
Yeah, don't do that.
If you're going to commit a felony, do not cross state lines.
Yeah.
Because that becomes interstate travel, and that becomes federal. And now you're talking maximum.
Yeah, these guys, the charges carried a maximum penalty of 15 years in prison and a $20,000 fine. And this was in 1981. So I wonder if it was an old TikTok, or potentially maybe these people are like, shit, they did this in the 80s. We can do it better.
What's wild. And I'm not a legal expert. I haven't had much issue with crime personally. But you start messing with federal stuff, and a lot of those have minimums. Like, we're talking 5, 10, 15-year minimums.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't want to mess around with that kind of stuff. But first of all, don't break the fucking law.
Yeah.
Stop breaking the law, asshole!
I was just thinking the same thing, Jim.
Cycles back to our beginning conversation about prison not being a good time. There's a lot. I just put stolen meat New York just because I was like, I want to go vague on this. There's a lot of stories about people stealing meat throughout from the 80s. A lot of 80s stuff. Apparently it was a big thing then, and then all the way up.
None of those were tied into headlines dealing with Jace's mom. I'm sorry.
Zing!
There's a whole bunch of different schemes, like Florida. I mean, like you said, there's all over the country of stolen meat throughout the years, and I cannot find the specific one that I was talking about. But I did find the stout beer. It was the Left Hand Brewing Company, French Toast Stout.
You should have remembered that one.
I don't know why. I was just like, God bless America. But I'm going to keep looking because I know this was I thought they said this happened. Like, he committed the crime within the last, I would say, 7 or 8 years. But the trial and everything was within the last year. Like, it was relatively recent. That's why I'm surprised I can't see anything about it. But I'm probably missing a very key detail. If I can remember the choice of meat, it was very specific. So I was like, damn. Like, because it was like $1.2 million of like ribeye or something. I was like, how the fuck?
Holy
like,
shit.
How much? Who has room for that? And then they said, you know, it was over a course of 2 to 3 years.
Midwest is like stuff, meat city, huh? Because right here is another one. Three Floridians arrested in highly sophisticated, in quotes, meat theft ring in Midwest.
That's the one I was looking at as well.
Three people from Florida were arrested in a multi-million dollar meat theft ring. Just imagine. We should make sure it's a meat theft ring. Midwest, yeah, the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement announced they were arrested a guy, and all of this began in Nebraska, Omaha as well. If you're in Omaha, keep your meat safe. All right? Be safe out there. There's three arrests, $9 million beef and pork packaging plants that were affected. $9 million in losses.
Okay, so apparently I was wrong on... there we go. I think I figured it out. It was a fajita heist. Oh. A Texas man was sentenced to 50 years for stealing, hold on, $1.2 million worth of food. This has to be it. I was wrong on the dates, so it was, you're right, it was April 2018.
So you were wrong on the dates, the times, the location, and the meat.
Everything.
I mean, you pretty much had the full story.
Yeah, I remember 1.2. Apparently, the tism I have, it tickles numbers, and it was the 1.2 was the only thing I can get right. But it was fajita meat.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so, he was selling them for his own profits since December of 2008. But yeah, he was sentenced to 50 years. Oh, so they are trying to petition to get his sentence lowered. So that's why it was brought back up recently, is because they're actively filing petitions to try to get him a lesser sentence, apparently. So yeah.
I mean, who is this guy to have a whole bunch of people that are super stoked to like get him out of jail? The dude stole millions of dollars of, yes, it's fajita meat, but it's still millions of dollars in theft. Like,
I want some fajitas. That sounds good as fuck. I'm not gonna lie, I don't care how early in the morning it is, a good fajita sounds good.
We had a which is, it's funny to me, being the guy that lives on the Canadian border, to have like what we call authentic Mexican, where, you know, that's, and it was, I mean, chimichangas and tostados and a bunch of other stuff I can't pronounce right. Not even sure if I said those right, but the homemade tortilla chips and salsa. Like, we, that's where we brought the crew yesterday, and it was fucking fantastic. Of course, then the people next to us had the desserts, and can we get those? I'm like, no. I mean, you're talking $12 for a little bit of some deep fried ice cream, kid. Like, we'll stop at the ice cream store. I'll buy you a pint of ice cream for $4 from shout out Stewart's. Best ice cream in New York, in my opinion. And I didn't do that either. But
damn.
Well, it's just nice, like, the portions. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like because we're on the go a lot and eating fast food here or there, and you used to grabbing a sub or a burger or chicken or some chicken nuggets or something, you know what I mean? And then you sit down in a place like this for almost the same price, and you're getting a plate of food. You know what I mean? Like, I got this combo. I think it was $16.99. It was one chicken chimichanga, which is fun to say. And a tostado, pork tostado, with beans and rice. And of course, I have a rule, like, everybody knows I have a weak stomach. I don't, when I usually eat, I got to take a dump. We're 40 minutes from home. So I didn't go real hard eating that plate, because the last time I went into this place, there was like a half an inch of water throughout the entire bathroom.
Ooh.
Not a place that, and it's a place you're okay with taking a leak at, but there was no chance I wanted to take a dump in this place and put it on my poop map. And it's to the point where the kids are like, are you going to have to go here and put another one on the map? Not here, kids.
Dad, you got the high score for the tri-state area.
Yeah. It's like, no, we're not going to put this one on the map. This Mexican bathrooms, huh? Not there. But shout out to them. I mean, they crank people through there. I mean, they got the whole crew, you know, the people that sit you, bring you water and chips and salsa. Then you got your waiter or waitress next. Then the minute you're gone, they got the whole cleanup crew. And it's just, they're just bang, bang, running people through. But they're known for like their fishbowl margaritas and pitchers of margaritas. So you're getting all the, you know, basic white bitches that come in there and just get super margarita drunk a lot. And
yeah.
Can I say something?
Absolutely.
Change the topic a little bit, if that's all right.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
We were talking about this several weeks ago. You remember a little conversation we had about a little known lady, and I say that tongue in cheek, named Gypsy Rose.
Oh, fuck. Yes.
So I wanted to share with you, nothing catastrophic has happened in her life or in her, you know, stuff. But if you have watched her followers on her Instagram account, they have fallen by 500,000 followers since we had that conversation.
Ooh.
Now, she still has 8 million followers. So, I mean, she ain't hurting.
Right.
But she has fallen 500,000. And that's just because when you are the top thing people are talking about, you're up here. And what I'm telling you guys, what she is going to experience more than anybody, because very few people we know have hit that top peak where they are the thing people all around the world are talking about. You cannot keep that going on forever. And it is such a letdown. Both, why don't people like me? What am I doing wrong? And that's as content creators, not just as somebody who became famous overnight.
Yeah.
For right, good, bad, or otherwise. Clearly bad, but whatever. So you're going to see in her life, and she already on her page has deleted all of her fucking posts except for 6 of them.
Really?
She was posting a bunch of stuff, like, and people are already kind of shitting on her in little ways, and people are talking stuff about her. Like, why are we, like, why does everybody love her? And I'm telling you, it's going to be maybe a slow burn to that point, but it isn't going to end well, and it's going to end very badly.
She's going to be like, who do I have to kill to get some fucking respect around here?
I mean, I'm telling you, man. So celebrity isn't everything, right? And I had a good friend of mine when he was a boss, but he wasn't a friend at the time. He was a boss at the time who I was doing this content creation, and it's when it first started, and I was trying to leave a job to go to another one to kind of focus more on the content creation thing, both in my job and on the side. And he said to me, he goes, Brandon, I know you're spending a lot of time doing this content creation stuff, and you've had some success, clearly having fun at it. But there are things in this life that are worth more than anything that you are chasing, be it money or fame or anything else, likes, whatever. The time that you spend with your child and your family should matter more than anything else, because if it doesn't, then you are clearly going to be let down, and it's going to be coming crashing down, and you are going to burn out like a plane hitting the ground.
Yeah.
Now, I took that to heart, and I deal with it every day in that, am I spending enough time with my kid? Am I putting my phone down for long enough times? Are we going outside and playing and doing these things? Am I being a good father? Yet am I also trying to build up my what we're doing to leave my children and my family better off?
Yeah.
It is a hell of a fucking time. It's a hell of a balance when you stumble into something like this with any sort of success or to build a brand, what to do next, right?
Yeah.
Am I okay with it being just this, as we've talked about many times, Matt, and Euban, is side gig, this thing that we can just kind of do on the side and hang out with buddies. Respectfully, anybody watching this, we don't get paid for this. Matt said this many times. His channel's not monetized. Matt doesn't pay me to be here. Matt, Euban, you're getting paid. Matt, Euban doesn't
get getting paid. Damn, I quit my job because of how much Matt was paying me.
Euban doesn't get, you son of a. Euban doesn't get paid either, you know, for being here. We're doing this on a Sunday morning because we like doing it. So you have to find things that, and people, and you both are in that group for me, that you enjoy being around just because you enjoy doing it.
Yeah.
And exactly. When I see people like hit big like that, way bigger than my star ever shined, I get scared for them because I know it's going to be a tough crash.
So tough. And kind of like you mentioned, you know, Sunday morning, we're sitting here, we're having a beer, we're chilling, we're just kind of having a conversation. Yeah, it's a podcast, but it's more of a like, hey, we're just hanging out. Like, this is what we do. And that's kind of and why we before we pressed record, like we were talking about, too, like that's why we switched things up to this pre-record, because I have that same battle. Like, am I spending enough time with the family? And it was getting to the point where there was a live show Tuesday, a live show Wednesday, a live show Thursday, this and that. And it's like, whether it's burnout or this or that, but it's like we're scrambling to get home from a sport event. We're doing this. And it's like, you know, I got to hurry up and put the kids to bed and then stress. And it's just like, it's not worth it. Like, keep it fun. That's why I demonetize YouTube. You know, like, I want this to be fun, you know, and I don't want it to be for the money. And, you know, if there ever becomes a point where it happens to get big enough, which I'm not ever anticipating it will, but you never know. Like, look where Joe Rogan, and not saying that we're ever going to be at that, but Joe Rogan, Pat McAfee and them, they started somewhere. And look how they've risen, and they've been able to do it as a full-time job. They still have fun with it. You know what I mean? And, you know, they're hopefully the people that put in the effort like that, they get to a point or a goal that they're there, but you got to be realistic about it. Like, I never see it. We're never going to be a Joe Rogan or a Pat McAfee style podcast where it's just millions and millions and celebrities. Like, we just don't have that. And we're all over the place in the States. But is this fun? Has technology and AI allowed us to do this? Fuck yeah.
Do you know what I did do, boys?
Poop.
My wife was so mad. So one of my pieces of merch I have on my website. And for...
Uh-oh. Oh, you did something. You lost your camera feed and potential mic. We'll adjust to that.
You look clear now.
Yeah, he's switching around. But... yeah, he'll be right back after this. We'll be right back after these brief messages.
If only Burley would create like a little 10-second commercial for us. You know what I mean? Like a little jingle. Like, yeah. He's like the Charlie Sheen in 2.5 Men for us. Like, he just creates all the jingles.
That'd be awesome. Burley,
how about now?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. So my wife was mad, but you know, the only piece of merch I have one of the pieces of merch is I actually created this t-shirt. And it's not even for sale. I just created it to have it so I could send myself a copy for cheap and then just have one. It's fun to do that. I literally, when it comes to merch, near zero. Because I don't push it. Don't give a shit. If you want to come to my website and buy it, cool. If not, whatever. I don't do this for money and never have. But yep. I did make a poster of the you've seen the cheeseburger, right? The cheeseburger poster. Well, I bought this fucking poster. It is the biggest. It's like 38 inches by 8 inches. And I went to a local store because I believe in buying local. And I paid for a frame with glass. Do you boys want to guess how much it's going to cost me for this fucking frame?
Oh, God. Oh,
$69.
I'd say $85.
Your balls are going to squeeze when you find out how much I paid for this fucking frame.
Can't wait.
$150.
$220.
$300?
No. $256.
Ooh. I like how you shrug off three, like, no, I'm not that crazy, but 256.
when she, I was like, you know, I'll get it. It'll be $129, whatever. It's fine. She said 256. I'm like, that's a fucking car payment. What the fuck? But I was like, you know what? I've had this fucking poster in the back of my car for a year. And it's never going to be put up, and just fucking do it. All right. Just do it. You're going to have it forever. Who cares? You're supporting a local. So it's going to go right there. And you saw my mouse pad I got. I haven't rolled that out yet. I'm going to put that on the wall too.
Hell yeah.
That's going to go. So I'm going to try to switch it up. But these are my awards I won when I was a journalist.
Yep.
Some of the awards I won when I was a journo that probably just need to be boxed up because I'm no longer a journalist and that shit don't matter to me no more.
No, but it's still pretty. I mean, it's cool. It's cheap. I mean, like I won first place in an online beard competition. It's like, I'm throwing it in there.
Oh, man. I think like when I was in the fourth grade, I won a geography B. I need to fucking put that goddamn thing back here.
I agree. Find them, bust them out. We got about 10 minutes left, 15 minutes left. You think we should bring in our South African correspondent for the last little bit?
Should we introduce it? Should we bring back some prison shoddies? I mean, I think it's been a few weeks, right? There's probably been some successful inmates as well, if we want. I mean, it's...
We can. What do you guys think? Do you want to go prison shoddies? Do you want to bring them in? Do you want to do both?
We can do both.
Let's guess how loud his mic's going to be this week. I say it's going to be about a 17 on a 10 scale.
It was pretty good last week, wasn't it?
A couple weeks ago. All right, let's bring him in.
A couple weeks ago, that's what it was.
I like it too because he never knows when we're going to let him in. I'm pressing let in, but it's not doing anything. So while we're doing that, maybe he left, maybe he didn't.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
Maybe it's Maybelline. I don't know what's going on. I pressed it. Maybe it'll jump in. But we'll bring up mug shotties. Anyways, like you said, there has to be a bunch left. And if they ever come into my feed, I make sure I skip them just so it's kind of more prevalent, I guess. We do have to make sure that we are not doing the pinned ones because there are a couple of pinned ones. Finally, the giraffe must have been running on that wheel for the internet. Maybe he's here. Maybe he's not.
I did see, too, on that, I was closing these browsers, on that French toast stout, it's a milk stout?
Mm.
Never even heard of that.
I've had milk stout.
But I was doing too much stuff. I missed my opportunity for my soundboard. Okay.
Oh, it's okay. Hey, I did the air one. It's okay. You can always add that in later. Just
probably not going to do that. I should.
Somebody will.
All right, let's try one more time. This is the last time for SA Traveler. Is it going to work? It finally worked. Holy cow.
I'm so sorry. Every time I'm busy with something, I'm Mr. Fucking Popular because then everybody's messaging me. So I have to go out and go back in and go out and go back in. It's fucking chaos.
Are you house-sitting again?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
We were talking about prison earlier. Do you have a fear of potentially going or being in prison? And how is prison in South Africa?
One, yes. I do have a fear. Number two, don't want to find out what it is like, and I don't know what it's like.
What have you heard?
Yeah, what have you heard? And the reason is because, like, I'm in New York, and there is tons of different jails, prisons, stuff like that. Like, that's a big profession around here, is to be a correction officer. They're everywhere. Where you guys are, it's not as much. There's, like, a couple, right? Didn't we talk about that at one point? Like, there's not, like, a prison in every town, more or less. There's only a couple, right?
No, there's county jails, and I mean we've only got, like, I think there's some, like, correctional facilities. When it comes to, like, state-run prisons, I think there's two, maybe three.
Nice. New York State has 44, so there's 28,200 parolees and regional officers, and so how's the prison scene out that way? Is it different in that regards?
Are you talking to me now?
Yeah. Over in our South African correspondent. We're going to try to get a little jingle. South African correspondent.
I've seen, like, documentaries and stuff about South African prison, and I don't think I want to find out what it's like. I don't want to go there.
Yeah, I have to. None of us want to go there. I was just, I guess, curious in that regard. I started typing South Africa, and it automatically brought up South African prisons. 243 correctional centers or prisons as of 2023.
I Googled South Africa prisons, and it's just a pile of stones. What is this?
I was going to share my screen and have a very gay cop outfit. Just be like, hey, guys. This is what the average cop outfit looks like in prisons in America.
I pressed images. It's brutal. It's not. Hellish prisons. It looks really, really tough. Over congested, just ran down, like, probably, and this isn't a knock to anything, but probably, you know, how they used to be in here for a while before we started giving tablets and internet. And then, if you guys want to, at some point, you can go to India Today, and apparently there was a strip show at a South African jail. That seems a little bit on the dangerous side, but they pulled it off. Wow, that's it's pretty rough. A lot of labor articles about prison labor, and definitely don't go to a South African prison. That's that might be the name of the episode.
Is that going to be season 5 of Prison Break?
What's that?
Is that season 5 of Prison Break? Michael Scofield's just going to get his brother out of South Africa prison.
Yep. John Taffer is going to host it. Inside joke.
I don't even know what to say. I was like, I want to react.
We'll explain it later. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/beardlaws, where we have zero. And we'll tell you all about John Taffers and why we're laughing. We're going to, speaking of prison, let's do some mug shotties. We got a couple of minutes left here. And I haven't checked them out, but this is the first one right here. Euban's face says it all.
Oh, I'm trying not to read. So I would say for me, that's a pass. This isn't my type by any means. I'm going to say drugs.
Okay.
I think Smash. Money laundering.
Money laundering.
Okay. I'm going to say she stole my heart and smash.
Yeah. Stealing. Very good. That could be 2 out of 3. Money laundering is technically stealing, but it's not that. It's grand larceny.
Did you see the comment?
The comment?
The comment says, "Great Lord, have mercy."
I don't know what larceny is, but she didn't do it. And then it looks like this is the actual person, I'm guessing. Funny story, if you want to read it. I was out at dinner, and I like the snake candle holder. I asked the head of the table of dinner if he would buy it for me because he's a high roller at the casino and they let him do whatever they want. He said yes. He then left the restaurant with it around his arm. We had about a group of 20 people. I walked out after him and he gave it to me in the middle of the casino and said, "Here you go. I got this for you." But the casino doesn't want to arrest the high roller. They rather pin it on the local girl and post it to TMZ. Loser behavior. So they went through there and yeah,
I believe
$250 object and... Look at it right here. Someone just had a hard on for me. Well, I think there's a couple.
Here is what her her bio says on her spicy page.
Okay.
It says, "My pronouns are throat goat."
I want to coat the throat goat. I want to coat the throat goat.
New jingle.
That's a good jingle as well. I'm going to write that one down. Oh, yeah, well, dude.
So, I've already pictured this. I mean, she's in the casino with a high roller who I'd have to imagine my brain says older guy doing the whole buttery up money thing. Hey, if that's how you do it and that's how you're making it, her spicy page is probably doing all right. So, and she's got a new candle holder. It's a snake candle holder.
That's not where I thought she was going to be holding the candle.
Mm-mm. Nope. She stole her she stole her face from a Bratz doll. I'm signing up for that train ride, slash tires and 3 a.m. screaming fights on the front lawn and all. All right.
I don't know. The throat goat. I just really want to see the qualifications on that. I just want to...
Euban? You should get yourself tasted.
I did.
Tasted?
Taste
it. Why are you going to taste them? Ooh. Throat. Goat.
Throat. Goat. Coat that. Throat.
Not get yourself tasted for like autism or some disorder of some kind. You need to get yourself tasted for like an STD Herpes. Or something.
Oh.
I did. So I had a hepatitis test. I got 2 A's, a B, and a C. Okay. So I passed with flying colors. I don't want to hear about it.
But it turns out I'm colorblind.
I am colorblind. Yeah. And so I did make a joke to, when I went to the doctor last week, and I was like, yeah, I kept picking on them. And I was, you guys going to put something bad in my notes? Like, oh, hey, he prefers to have a rectal thermometer instead of a normal one. And they go, that's a brilliant idea. And I was like, oh, if I worked in the medical field, I would be dangerous. I'd be putting notes on there. And she's like, this person likes their ears rubbed when you look into their eyes. Like, it's just. Some weird shit I'd be putting in there.
Is this one of dangerous? This is the next one.
It's too young looking. She looks mean. I'm gonna say she fist fought a grandma.
Ooh. Okay.
Spicy.
Yeah, definitely something with violence.
Yes, I agree.
And pass.
Pass as well. Yeah.
Pass. All right. Racing on the highway in DUI.
Nothing more violent than that, ladies and gentlemen.
Fast and flirtatious. Your Honor, the only thing that is racing is my heart when I look at her.
Jesus.
Your highway, Your Honor, highways are literally made for racing. Just go to a slow lane if it bothers you. Playing Mario Kart is not a crime. Man, the comments are the best.
I mean, if Dominic Toretto busted her out of jail.
They should acquit her, though, if she won the race while DUI.
True. It's impressive. God, yep. She looks like she has the biggest resting bitch face as I've ever seen one.
Man,
good God.
Yeah.
I bet she drives a Land Rover.
I think there's a lot of Nissan Altima comments. So I'm guessing somebody else looked into it.
What does the Land Rover have to do with this? Land Rovers aren't meant to be fast. They're shaped like a fucking break even. They can't go fast. You can't get arrested, locked up,
yeah,
speeding.
Because she was drunk driving. That's why she thought she could win in a Land Rover. It makes sense.
I do not condone drinking under the influence of alcohol at all. That is very dangerous and irresponsible.
It can make a Monday hurt, right?
That as well.
Oh.
Meth.
What? Interesting.
She's got Catch Me Outside, How About That vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I was going to say Charles Manson vibes as well, but the crosshair or whatever underneath the... So she's not Lisa Left Eye Lopez. I don't know what the hell she is. She's
something violent.
I think meth. Maybe a bit of cannibalism in there as well.
Ooh. She's got bruises on her neck. She's got
lots of bruises.
I'm going to say she slashed somebody's tires. She did something like that.
I might have nightmares now. She's like she's staring through me. This one was first-degree murder with a 3D-printed gun.
Look at all of our faces.
I know everybody's... Yes.
Smash.
Hold on, scroll up. What does it say?
Okay, this is not it. She killed her mom. Y'all hate to see a woman in STEM. You don't say.
That's the STEM. Oh, shit. That's the one. That's so good.
10,382 likes. Well played, Cowo Line. What else we got? Your Honor, my client was simply 44 tipping, wood grain gripping. Most cyberpunk post I've ever seen. Not a real gun, not a real crime. Okay, but what frame did she print?
Oh, that's terrible. What color was it?
What a wasted life. She could have been a great porn star. Dollar General Harley Quinn, scary as fuck. She literally killed her ex's mother. She was a co-conspirator. She didn't shoot the lady, but the boyfriend shot her ex-boyfriend's mom, and then they bragged about it on social media. She has a life sentence. He has two consecutive life sentences plus 5 years.
Damn.
I don't know what are facts or what are just comments for likes, but Gary Tonin says, Charles Manson?
See, yep.
I want to 3D print a home and family with her. Jimothy Strange likes this post, so
of
I will.
Of course
too.
He did. Of course he did.
All right, let's do one more.
Ooh,
that one piqued somebody's interest.
That one's like that's like the neighbor. Like that's the all-American soccer mom look right there. I don't know. Like I
stab somebody in her sleep. In their sleep.
I wish I was as thin as her eyebrows. I'm gonna say, damn. I don't know. She threw a kid in a dumpster.
Jesus.
Homemade abortion.
Landy's going to go, meth. I'm going to guess meth until I'm right.
You do know that, like, it's fentanyl now. That's the big one here, Landy. It's not meth anymore.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Fentanyl. All right, so what's your guess? There it is. driving while intoxicated.
Close.
Oh, fuck. Why do people do that? That's so irresponsible.
It was way off.
Mm-hmm. And then he, sad to think about the underlying issue from her past that caused this behavior. The state isn't equipped to heal people. Elegant beauty, mysterious yet inviting eyes that seem to look into our souls with piercing beauty, a true beauty of our generation. We should be grateful we are on this earth at the same time as her. Truly spectacular. Your Honor, she pleads, oopsie whoopsie. Must I say more? She's driving me crazy. They think they can get away with it because of their beauty, and they're absolutely right they can. I see nothing wrong here. Everything she does is intoxicating. Aren't women allowed to do anything these days, Your Honor? Maybe she's sober and we're all intoxicated. Don't worry. DWI, don't worry. I'll pay the bill. Can't spell wedding without the letters DWI.
You know what? She just looks like an overstressed mom who's been through a lot, so I just sympathize with her.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, if anybody wants to tag her in there. I always like when they do the mugshotty ones. Jimothy Strange did not like that one, by the way. But
he has a type. Okay. All right. All right.
There's a lot to catch up on in the next couple of weeks. Some good ones, some scary ones, some interesting ones. Going through there a lot of stuff about then you that you see all these mugshotties and then you see a Tom Segura post and a Joe Rogan post, so it must be that they've brought up mugshotties on their podcast. So mugshotties, whenever you're ready, man, woman, person, wherever you are, alien, we're ready. We talk about you a lot. Put us on a page. We got
probe
you
us.
Yeah, come on now, probe us all. Yep.
Well,
all right,
I volunteer not to be probed. Thanks.
All I heard, I can edit that.
On a
that.
Volunteer basis.
Yep. You put, I volunteer not to be probed, but I can easily edit that to, I volunteer to be probed. So
that's right.
We'll make sure to put that on a clip for you, Landy.
No, thank you.
It's never been over here.
Oh, and today, at the time this is released, it's leap year. So happy leap year to you and everybody else watching. Anything exciting going on today, which is not today, but today for leap year over in South? Anything cool you want to leave the people with that'll be like, what?
I'm going to Johannesburg this weekend. And probably going to get somewhat intoxicated with a couple of friends for a birthday party.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
Very nice.
And then the Sunday afternoon, I might go flying a little bit. Depends. Depends on the weather. Depends on whether we can gain access to the airfield or not. And then the weekend after, that's going to be fun. Because then we've got the 104th year Aero Club, what do you call it?
No idea.
Thing where a bunch of people with airplanes come to the airfield, they bring a tent, they pitch the tent next to the airplane, and they camp out for the weekend.
What do they do with the tent? They pitch a tent?
They pitch the tent, yes.
Mm.
Yes, very because nice. you can't tow a caravan with a plane, so...
Gotcha. And you can't be around a whole bunch of other pilots without pitching a tent.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. How often have you pitched your tent in front of others?
At the airfield, quite often. In public, in general, not very, very often.
No?
No, no. Have you ever filmed yourself pitching a tent?
No.
Oh, okay.
There's an alternative meaning here in the States, Landy, if you haven't caught on yet.
I know exactly what you're on about.
I couldn't hold it in.
Damn it.
Okay. Well, on that note, now that all of our tents have been pitched, we're gonna say goodbye. We'll see you guys next week for the our first March episode. When we put the next one out, it'll be 10 days before St. Patrick's Day. We're in America. Everybody's Irish for a day and puts green food coloring in their Bud Lights. So looking forward to that. But either way, we can't thank you guys enough. Euban, Brandon, SA_traveler. Be good to your wieners. Keep your sticks on the ice. And we'll see you guys next week. Okay, bye.
In the realm of Beardloss, a trio strong and true. You've been Brandon and Beardloss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beardloss, the sage of face of grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream. Beardloss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law outlined. You've been whacking off with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit lighting up the room in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beardloss, the sage of face of grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite a trio strong and bold, and Beardloss and laughter and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlains all the very best. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy at the helm, master in the culinary every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day and night. Beardloss, the sage of face of grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've been the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather round, will listeners keen, to the Beardloss podcast, a vibrant scene. With Beardloss and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.
Town Podcast is a podcast that features your town's dark, wild, and sometimes unbelievable past that will have you thinking there is no way that really happened here.
Matt, Meg, and Zach dust off the books and hit the streets and the occasional nursing home to unveil your town's past.
From small towns to where we live to big cities before they were what they are today, this is your town, your stories.
Hey man, what's your bacon?
You gotta tell everybody what that means first.
It's that extra side topping of main course in life that makes everything about your day even better.
Whether it's movies, music, cooking, paranormal, video games, whatever it is that helps you unwind, maybe even get a little bit inspired. We talk to hot new bands.
We are Felicity.
Hey, this is Bradley from Emerosa.
TV personalities.
Hi, my name is Rachel Pizzolatto.
Hi, my name is Patty Negri.
Wrestling personalities.
Hi everybody, I am Eric.
WWE Hall of Fame Godfather here.
Actors.
This is Sean Kanan. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, podcasters.
Emo Social Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Schrader.
Pretty much any like-minded creative across all facets of the entertainment industry.
You can check out Bacon Is My Podcast on all streaming platforms, as well as the Strangerhood TV YouTube channel. New episodes dropping every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Listen in when we find the answer to the question,
what's your bacon?
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.